Every Saturday morning from 11 to noon, it's Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan KFNS. Now, with more, here's David Craig.
Okay, joining me now in the studio here at KFNS is Sarah Newland, who is Sales and Marketing Manager for the new Blackfin, a big, ambitious, beautiful new restaurant on the north end of the Galleria. Hey, Sarah, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here in the studio. First of all, can you explain the name Blackfin to people? Because a lot of people don't know exactly what this is all about.
No, I think when people first hear Blackfin, they automatically think seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Blackfin, though, is spelt with two N's, so it's Black, F-I-N-N, which is actually an Irish name. So back in the Prohibition era, whenever the Irish were settling into New York and alcohol was no longer allowed, that was their safe haven, was a Blackfin saloon. So that was a place where they could go and relax and have drinks and not be bothered. And that's where the name came from. So that's the origin. So it's a little bit of history.
And can you tell people what the concept? First of all, you were at the north end of the Galleria where the Mark Shale clothing store used to be.
Yes.
Can you tell people the concept of Blackfin?
Yeah, Blackfin, we have 100 different menu items. We have four distinct experiences within our space. So we have 10,000 square feet of dining space. And so we'll have four different rooms. We'll have a grill room where you can have a business lunch. We'll have a dining room where you can have a nice dinner and enjoy a bacon-wrapped meatloaf. We'll have our saloon, which I went back with the Irish roots. It's a really cozy, comfortable atmosphere, and the saloon is high energy. We'll have a patio, and we'll have private event space. So it really essentially is something for everybody.
Well, let's talk about food. This is the name of the show.
Yes.
It's Food Talk STL, and I wouldn't ask you to read the entire menu, but Sarah Newland of Blackfin, if you would mention four or five of your favorites, things that you think people would enjoy trying if they were to come in there this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. So if people are coming in to try something like seafood because they think, oh, we're going to have seafood. We do, in fact, have some great seafood dishes. The Chilean sea bass is wonderful. That's one of my favorites. And then another appetizer that we have that's seafood is tuna poke. Then we have bacon-wrapped meatloaf, which sounds really heavy, but it's surprisingly very light, served with asparagus and sweet potatoes. We have a dish called Queen City Kitchen, or chicken, which is mm-hmm. chicken stuffed with peppers and sausage, and that's also really good, too.
And I had the shrimp and grits when I stopped by there.
Yes.
And I was actually just kind of coming by to take a look at the room and the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
John said, well, why don't you sit down and have a bite? The shrimp and grits were delicious, and the dessert, which was, chocolate and peanut butter?
The chocolate cup.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
good
addicting
stuff,
isn't it?
And we just had Evan in here talking about local beer. Let's talk about the booze that's available, and you all are going to be open like late at night.
We are, yeah. On the weekends, we're going to be open till 1:30 a.m.
All right,
then,
so folks can scoot by there tonight after they've been doing whatever kind of stuff that they're doing. But you do have some local brews available on draft there?
We do. We have a really wide variety of different brews. We have 35 different flavors. And of those, we have several local beers. So we have Urban Chestnut, Schlafly. We have Boulevard, which is from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can go in there and have a different, a different beer.
As well as all
which
of
goes with the perfect menu items.
As well as all of the Anheuser-Busch products.
Of course, we can't forget those, the
which
Shock
is,
Tops and Bud Lights.
All over the place there. Now, if groups want to do happy hours or tweet ups or all of that kind of stuff, you all have some special deals, things that you
we
can...
We do, yeah. We host tons of happy hour events. For example, we had a happy hour event for Club Red where they raised awareness. We put a huge slideshow on our large projection screens for them. So if anyone ever wants to have a happy hour, we'll be more than accommodating where we'll give them appetizers, great drink specials. We love reaching out to the community and helping different groups and alumni groups, too, if they want to go in and watch their favorite team play.
Very good. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig, and visiting with me now is Sarah Newland from Blackfin, a new restaurant in the St. Louis Galleria. Family friendly?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if family wants to come in and have a nice dinner, they can certainly bring their kids, and our grill room's perfect for that. Our dining room is as well. Even the saloon, we had kids in our saloon, and that was high energy, so it was perfect. Every spot is perfect
and,
for kids.
And if I want to check it out this weekend, is there a dress code or, not necessarily a dress code, but, attire that you would recommend?
I would think it's for everyone. When you walk in, the decor is absolutely beautiful and stunning. There's tons of really nice woodwork. And so it feels like you have to dress up, but really anyone can go in with just a t-shirt and jeans and have a reasonable price meal. Every day for lunch, we have features that start at $7.99. And if you want to make it a little bit fancier and wear cocktail or business casual, you can certainly do that as well.
And I was stepping through the Blackfin menu. You all do Sunday brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
Or we do, yes.
Sunday brunch on Saturday, yeah. You do brunch on... Let me rewind the tape there. I was reading the menu. You do brunch on weekends.
We do every Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to have a full Bloody Mary bar, which is perfect. You wake up and you can start your day with a Bloody Mary.
Very nice. Okay, you officially opened on Thursday. And how has it been so far? Have people found you? Did they know you were open?
They did. The St. Louis community is wonderful. They've really embraced us. They've welcomed us. They come in and they dine. And what's so great is the people that come in once, we see them again the next day and the next day after that, which has been wonderful. And before we opened, we did a lot of charity events with Cardinal Glennon and Backstoppers. And the people that attended those events were so thankful and grateful. And we've seen them again and again, which is what it's all about with restaurants, you know, building relationships.
Good way to break the ice when you're moving into town. So congratulations to you for that.
Thank you.
Now, Sarah, I know there are a lot of people in St. Louis, maybe more women than men, who are huge fans of the TV show The Bachelor on ABC.
It is a good show.
Television. It's been on now for several seasons. You were actually on... Which season were you on?
I was on... That's so funny that you know that John told you that, didn't he? He's good like that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I was on season 11 with Brad Womack season. So several years ago, but I still attend the reunion shows and am a part of some of the little clips that they show on ABC.
Well, my question is if somebody who would be a big fan of the TV show The Bachelor were to show up at Blackfin when you were on premises... Is it okay for somebody to ask you questions, or generally do you, or would you say no? Let's go to another subject. I don't know.
I love it.
Okay, good.
I love it. It was one of the best experiences that I've ever had in my life, and so I still very much, you know, whenever you talk about an experience or memory, it kind of brings you back to that place, which is what's so great about storytelling.
Sure.
And so when people ask me, I love talking about it because then I just kind of go back to the place where I lived in this mansion, laid out by the pool, went on some really extravagant dates. So no, I've never ever offended. When people ask me, I appreciate it. Although I feel like, gosh, they want to talk about it. It was several years ago, but absolutely.
I think everybody kind of wants, you know, to know some little behind the scenes nuggets, or, you know, what was Brad really like, or, yeah. You know, was there a lot of, okay, I'll ask you this. Was there a lot of stuff, was there a lot of stuff that was taped, you know, with cameras and mics around and crews that you were amazed didn't show up in the final program that you thought, I mean, because, you know, you've got to edit hours and hours stuff down to a, 50 minutes with the commercials.
There was, you know, we would go on those dates, and when they show those dates, they're 13-hour dates. And while you're having a lot of fun, at the same time, it is still some work. And what they show of that date within the 13 hours is about 2 or 3 minutes. So it's easy for them to just capture a look or
sure.
a glimpse
yep.
or just a statement and portray someone in a certain light.
But it was a happy experience for
it you. Was. I had a really positive experience.
And Blackfin guests, I guess you are keeping normal business hours there, like office hours.
Yes, I am. I've been, doing a restaurant opening, again, and that's been, you know, another great experience of my life is opening a restaurant. If anyone ever has that opportunity, I highly, highly recommend it. So the hours are really unconventional, which fits my personality.
Sure, that's good.
It's not a 9-to-5. You know, we're in the restaurant industry.
Well, congratulations on getting it open. I know, you know, at this point, you're kind of like breathing a sigh of relief and just meeting and greeting customers. It's Blackfin. It's at the Galleria. Mm-hmm. And the food is good. The beverages are good. Thank you, Sarah Newland, for stopping
by.
Thank
you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll have more coming up here on Food Talk STL in a moment on 590 The Fan. Suzanne Corbett went to Orlando this week and not to see the mouse. Well, maybe she did, but she went down there to cover the food beat, the Pillsbury Bake Off. We'll talk to her next on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan.